You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
Hooray! It is season 11, week 3, So You Think You Can Dance. I'm Kristen Burt, and it's a small studio today. It's Ladies Show.
Yeah.
So that means joining me here today is Chloe West.
Hello. It's weird, just us two today.
Where are the boys? Well, AJ is out for a little bit, but Jake had car trouble.
Aw.
I know. And I kind of miss him already.
Me too.
Because this was the second or final day of LA, and I wanted his input on this.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get it. We'll have to save our questions and see what we can ask him later about it all.
Absolutely. But before we get started, we just want to remind everyone, Maria Menounos' book is out.
I got it.
Yeah, I do too. I have my copy. And this is a good chapter. Sleep is the best medicine, you guys.
Yes.
Sleep helps your diet. Sleep is just good. I don't get enough of it. So it's always a good reminder. But it's available on all of those online sellers, retail stores. You know where
She's
to find books.
Doing tons of book signings too.
Tons. Yeah, go and look on her website, or you can check out her Twitter feed and see where she's going to be next. But I've seen a lot of fun photos on Twitter of fans meeting her.
Yeah, and I found the sleep one especially. If I sleep, I won't eat as much. But if I don't get enough sleep, I substitute the non-sleeping for food.
I eat potato chips all day if I'm tired. And then a Coca-Cola, and it's really bad. So that's my little secret.
That sounds delicious.
I do love potato chips. I'm a salt girl. All right, well, let's get into this week. We continue on to Los Angeles. We're here on day two. Now, according to Jake last week, day one was actually day two, and it looks like that their day two on TV was actually day one.
I wonder why they did that.
It must be something to do with contestants and how they, the order they wanted to show everyone. That's my only guess. But we had Mary, Nigel, and of course, Christina Applegate coming on in. And, you know, right away they showed a quick montage. Now, did you see that there was that Asian girl? Was she the dish girl?
Yes. I saw that and I was like, wait, that was the girl from the last season.
But yeah, the bowls.
And it was interesting because I was wondering if Christina had judged her last season as well, because she said something really quick, basically like, not this year.
Yeah, it's a no this year. So yeah. Obviously they didn't even send her on to choreography.
Mm-mm. Mm. So I was wondering what her dance looked like this year.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, with L.A. being the last city, it was very competitive, as Jake said. They only have a certain amount of tickets to send people down the street to Pasadena. And
they're calling it California callbacks,
California.
Which I don't know if you caught. I was like, oh, they're not even calling it L.A. They're just California.
Just California. And we're not making fun of Pasadena because I think Pasadena
is fancy.
Beautiful. But
Rihanna
it's just
weird. Bought a house there.
Ooh.
Welcome to Pasadena, Rihanna.
Hello. So we go on to the first two contestants. It is a ballroom couple, and it's someone we're familiar with. And they're calling him Serge. Now, I've also known him as Sergey, so I don't know. I guess the Americanized version is going to be Serge. And a new partner, Ala. And Serge, last year we saw him go to Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
So close.
I really like him. I mean, tonight was like the night of ballroom, especially the first half of this episode was just like ballroom. Mm-hmm. But I really like him, and I liked his partner, and I like his haircut. I think it's actually helping him because I feel like I see more of his face, and I think he's going to be one of those guys to watch in the competition. I think he's definitely going to make it to top 20.
I think he's an easy top 20 on this one, too. He's already had the experience of Green Mile. That mm-hmm. oftentimes helps. I loved that they played to the judges quite a bit on this dance, and, you know, they do that in ballroom. We see it a lot on Dancing with the Stars, but you see it in ballroom competition, but they did that. We don't see that all the time on auditions for So You Think. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And I wonder if it was because he has experience doing it and being on the show and knowing where the cameras sort of are, as well as I think a lot of times we don't see it in ballroom because not both partners are auditioning.
Yep.
So if both of them aren't cheating to the judges, I don't think it's going to work as well. So because both of them were auditioning, it was exciting to see that.
Yeah, and they both made it through to L.A. They had beautiful footwork. Mary even pointed that out, you know, just the articulation of the feet, which is beautiful. And I think that they're both someone to watch because the last few seasons we've seen a lot with ballroom, and I wouldn't doubt that we'll see two men and two women also make it through again this year.
I agree. I think maybe even more than that because they were favoring Jenna a lot because she comes back this episode.
Yeah.
And they loved her last season.
They did.
And I find that the ballroom dancers translate really well into a lot of forms because they have to learn so many.
Yep.
Just ballroom, the umbrella of ballroom is so large.
Yeah, it's ballroom and then it's Latin. And if they're cross-trained with both, I mean, and then, of course, there's other forms of dance. A lot, oftentimes you have to still take the ballet and the jazz and everything else.
So I feel like they do a good job in this sort of format that So You Think You Can Dance is, you know, learning all these different types. Hip-hop is always tricky for them, but I think if they can sink into it, they got it. Get in that pocket that everyone says.
Get in that
pocket.
I love it. Yeah, so this was no surprise that they got their ticket for down the street. Then we go to Timothy Joseph getting into B-Boy. I feel like we just have not seen a lot of hip-hop in Los Angeles. I know that they're saving a lot of it for Atlanta because a lot of the crews live down there. So I guess that's going to be the big episode next week. But this one was really interesting. This guy basically had springs in his body. He was throwing himself around. He looked like the Energizer Bunny because he didn't even take a pause, but he injured himself.
Yeah, he's older too for a B-boy, it seems like, or at least, you know, on the camera he looked older, but I was really excited to watch him dance because he did that suicide, which is what it's called, where he just throws his back on the ground and then bounces back up. But oh my goodness, I totally agree with the judges though. He didn't really listen to the musicality, mm-hmm. and I was glad they sent him to choreo as like a whatever you're doing is awesome.
Yep.
But I think there are so many B-boys now that do listen to the musicality and really bring that into what they're doing that without him doing that, it's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he made it to choreo, but then he quit. He couldn't even perform. He was like,
yeah,
I'm injured. I can't handle this. And it was interesting listening to the paramedic go, you need to take care of your body. You need to listen to your body. Dancers don't necessarily do that ever.
No.
You learn to dance through the pain. And
I mean, to be on point, you have to.
Every day is
no
pain.
Way. Yeah. And I think Christina Applegate made a good point last episode. She was like, if I could have lived through that pain in my feet, I would have been on point. Like, she was jealous of one of the dancers. And yeah, it's like dancers are tricky. And I remember last season when we had Courtney on, and she was talking about first learning that she was diagnosed with MS, and she was saying her legs would be numb. She just thought it was just normal dancer pain. She didn't even realize it was something completely different. And it was really interesting. I think that was a sort of So You Think You Can Dance teaching all of us dancers like a lesson, like listen to your body.
Yeah, especially when you get older, you want to be able to walk.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. The more you know. All right, and then we go into finally, some male contemporary dancers. I feel like, where have they been all season? We had to go to L.A. to find them? I'm not really sure what happened.
Philly. Later on in Philly, it was like all male, but they didn't show them. I was like, I want to watch
these
guys
dance.
I was like,
come on. I know, because sometimes they're the most exciting dancers. We had Casey Askew, who is 19, contemporary dancer. And I did write. I was like, finally, a male contemporary dancer. Phew. Really a good dancer, a Nico quality to him. Yes. I looked at him and I thought, girls are going to love him if he makes top 20.
I was totally thinking that. His hair, his like expression when he dances. I really enjoyed his audition. I was excited watching him the whole time. And yeah, I think he has a really good chance of making it. His personality was fun.
Yeah.
When Nigel commented on his hair and all that stuff, I think he could totally make it to top 20.
I think he could too. I mean, he's got the technique to back it up and everything. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, you always need that like one dreamy boy each season. And I'm like, he could easily fit that mold. And he went straight to LA again. Right. Totally got it.
There's
you know.
Another guy tonight that fits that mold, and we'll talk about it later.
I can't wait for that one. That one was killer. And then we sort of, you know, at least it's not Dancing Dad. We have little J4.
Oh, my God. I loved him.
Who is 18 and a half, or also known as 9,
doing hip-hop. I love his little sly, like, 18 and a half. Like, I won't just be 18. I'll be 18 and a half.
And he's there for the experience because, you know, in nine seasons, he'll be ready. And this was funny because, you know, they brought up Fiction and Cyrus to dance with him, which I thought was amazing. And a nine-year-old really held himself very well.
Seriously, I was shocked. He wasn't just staring at them, which I feel like I would be doing. I would just be watching them and like, oh, I'm supposed to dance.
Yeah,
oh,
he was totally battling it out, like following what they were doing and everything else. And this is when I thought, you know, first of all, this is like the second time we've seen Fiction and Cyrus up there dancing. So I hope they warmed up that morning.
I feel like this might have been their first dance of the day because Nigel sort of did the, oh, I see Fiction and Cyrus in the audience. Hey, guys, how you doing? And like, and then I think that was sort of the warm up for them.
Yeah. And so that sort of goes back to Jake saying like day two was really day one and day one was day two of how they showed it on TV.
Yeah.
Which kind of made sense. I was like, oh, look at that. The magic of TV. But I thought, you know, Fiction and Cyrus together are so much fun. I was like, are TV networks paying attention? Like, there needs to be some sort of show, some sort of dance battle, something or other. Throw Twitch in there, too, and you've got, like, money. You're gold.
Yeah, yeah.
I would watch
the
it.
The three of them, they keep bringing all three of them up and talking about them, and it is interesting. And remember Wade Robinson had a show sort of like that, like a sort of dance battle show on MTV back in the day, and which Twitch was on. Fun fact about Twitch.
Yes.
I would love to see something like that. I think it worked and I think it can work and we see it with the crews and things like that. But I don't know. I think there's something out there that can be done with them because I think everybody loves them.
They do. And they're great ambassadors for dance.
Yeah. And they're great for young men. Like they're all like such young, strong guys that it's awesome watching them do what they do and be great at it.
And they're also different. Like you sit there and you think, oh, you know, Fiction was the Cyrus version of his season, but you watch them dance. They're completely different.
And I think they've gotten better.
I think so
since
too.
Their seasons, especially like, well, Fiction, I just like look at his face. He's so cute. And whatever he's doing, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that was awesome. But Cyrus, I really feel like Cyrus has honed in on his craft and really just, I don't know if he learned it on the season or if after the season he was really inspired, but he's looking so good.
Looks great. He's in the Step Up movie that's coming out.
Love
so
it.
I know. I love that. And Comfort's in it and Twitch. It's going to be really good. So, of course, he didn't get a ticket because he's 18.5/9. But that was really kind of a fun moment. And I was actually glad it wasn't a dance dad.
Me too. No dance dads this episode.
No dance dads. We go on to Jordan Epstein, contemporary ballet. And this one was interesting because, you know, she had a brother with addiction. So she chose to do sort of a very dark, maybe emotional dance on point about his battle.
I thought it was interesting how many point ballerinas we have this season.
I kind of like this. It's something different.
It is, which is funny because you would have thought in the earlier seasons of the show we would have had a lot of ballerinas. But it's like now they're coming out. And I really liked her performance. Was this the one, though, where she was very controlled? I'm trying to
She was controlled. Separate. She was deep into her plie quite a bit. She had the little, like, booty shorts, but it like, worked. She looked great.
The only thing I didn't like about this is I was like, get on point. Get on your points. Yep. Like, turn for me. She only really got on her points when she was in that deep plie, and I really was missing. I don't know if they cut it out, you know, and really only showed her being a little bit different, but I really was really wanting to see her on her point, maybe do an arabesque, like turn something.
Yeah, because you want to make sure, like, if you are on point, are you able to turn? That takes a lot of control.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of strength. Obviously, we're seeing she was very muscular. Like, her legs were amazing.
I love that body for a ballerina because it's a little bit different than what we normally see for ballerinas. And I love that sort of stronger body. So I did like what she was doing, but I felt like I was just missing out. And what's hard for me with ballerinas on the show, and I think a lot of other people feel this way too, is if you're a really good ballerina, why aren't you in a company? Which I hate that I am saying that. But it's just one of those things that it's like, can you not do all those turns? Like, is that why, you know, what's happening here?
And sometimes it's not having that classic ballet body sometimes that keeps you out of a company.
Totally, totally.
Which is completely unfair.
And with someone we'll see later, like, I don't even want to see her in a company. Like, I want to see her in music videos and things like that. Like, I don't think a company is the right spot for her. But with this one, you're just wondering, like, okay, what's happening?
Yeah. But they liked her enough to send her down the street to Pasadena. I love that. Then we move on to a returning contestant, someone who auditioned in season 9, Johnny Wax Gibson. He has whacking. Now, this turned into a very interesting double entendre about whacking.
Yes.
And what you can do with whacking. And it turned dirty very quickly.
I didn't think it was as funny as they thought they were being.
The only time I thought it was really funny is he said, master it so quick. Yes. It did sound like masturbate. And I even did like a double take, like, what? And then they all were like, what? Did you just? And he said, no, master it. So if you weren't understanding the joke, it was then very clear what the joke was.
Yes. I loved him. I absolutely loved him. I mean, I might as well be a drag queen at heart because everything I do, and I just was completely obsessed. I was obsessed that he was so serious about it and that he had moved to New York to work on it and to master it. And he came out there and blew everyone away, was so talented. And then he makes it. He goes to choreo, and then he went through. And I was so happy because I think he might be the fiction of this season.
Ooh.
In the sense that he's really different, has a lot of personality, and, you know, might just be that person who's, like, secretly really athletic and can just pick up a lot of things.
That's interesting. I didn't even think of it that way. I mean, he definitely – they were like, you are an artist. You're a true artist. And he is someone who's, like, come up with his own sort of style, you know, mastered it. And when they sent him to choreo, I'm like, this is probably one of those that's not going to really work out. So when he did make it all the way through to L.A., I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Because
especially because his stuff is so feminine. I was wondering how he would be as a partner.
And you never know.
And choreo does a lot of partnering. And I was like, wow, good for you. Like, he mastered that. He, like, did a good job with that partnering. And
we've been seeing that same choreographic piece that they're giving everyone. And that last little lift where the girl winds up wrapped around their body but facing outward, it's not easy to get into that position. So I always sit there and think, that's kind of the true test of whether you can do partnering or not. So I was glad to see that he made it through. And we'll see what happens, you know? I mean, and the other thing I loved about it is that he had Whitney Houston.
Yes.
How Will I Know? I was like, fantastic.
I loved it. And you could tell, it was one of those things that I think looks really easy. But then if you try and do it, you're going to look like an idiot.
I know. You're like, what is that?
So it's like, I was like, good for you because you killed it.
He totally killed it. And he, you know, it's one of those things because they were talking about season 9, how they were laughing about the whole whacking and stuff. And you're like, oh, this is going to go downhill really quick. Mm-hmm. And it didn't. So good for him. Good for him. And then we move on to the last couple that they showed. And that was Armin Wei. Very familiar face.
Yes.
And I believe it's Milena Oscard. And that was his new partner. Now, we saw a lot of Armin last season. He made it, you know, all the way through almost to the Green Mile, I think. And Or did he go to Green Mile? And that's when they called him out because he had that whole partnering issue.
Maybe it wasn't Green Mile when they finally called. I think it was because I think that's a lot of the packages they used to lead up to Green Mile was him dropping. Was it Melise?
On her head.
Yeah.
I mean, that was scary.
Remember, that was like, he was such an evil character last season, and now he's like, seems like the sweetest guy. They've painted a few people this episode. Like, a lot of season 9 people are coming back who were rude or crazy, and now they've
they've changed. They've evolved. Changed.
Yeah, and Armin's one of them from last season.
Yeah, from season 10. And you know, not to spoil this for everyone, but he's not going to make it onto the season this year because he's on tour right now with Derek Hough and Move Live and Julianne Hough. So, Armin is, I think he just was edited in a really weird way last year, and he just had a bad moment when he was in Vegas. But
I think they just needed it for the ratings.
It's for drama and everything else. But he's a dad. He has a beautiful, like, I don't know how old she is, but I'm going to say she's somewhere around like 10, 11 months, a daughter.
Oh,
she's adorable.
Gosh.
Follow him on Twitter and follow his Instagram because he's posting some fantastic video and photos of what's happening out on tour. So if you're interested in, you know, a little bit more dance that's going on. So sorry to spoil that for anyone, but Armin is not going to make it through.
I wonder if he did make it and then he steps out or what happened.
You know, well, here's the thing. Like, yeah, if he makes it through the callbacks, did he make it to Green Mile? Because Green Mile hasn't happened,
right?
What Kent told us. So
They don't know actually who's in the top 20.
No, so maybe he just decided to take the opportunity when you get that, because that tour is huge. They are, I've got to say that, I know we're kind of talking Dancing with the Stars all of a sudden, but that is like a rock star tour. They're sold out in just about every city. They've added shows. It's been unbelievable. And I think it's doing a great thing for dance, and it's amazing. So I would have taken it too.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't know if you're going to get on the show, and you don't know. And once you're on the show, you want to get on a tour like that. Like, that's sort of what you want the show to do for you.
Absolutely.
Is get you on tours like that. So it's like, why halt what you want?
He probably thought about it for 2 seconds, and then he was like, okay, I'm going to take the contract.
Yeah. Wait, Derek Huff? Yes.
Yes. So congratulations to Armin. Really happy for you. And we'll see what happens with Milena, because she did get a ticket to L.A., and I'm sure we'll...
And she's not on the tour. She's not
She's not on the tour.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we don't know. I mean, we'll see how far they take Armin's story as well. If they talk about it at all, we'll see. But at least you heard it here on AfterBuzz.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 18 to choreography, and as we mentioned before, Johnny Wax makes it through, and Timothy Joseph quit due to injury, which it looked pretty bad. He had a lot of bruises on him.
I know. Poor guy.
I was like, oh, no. Take care of your body. You only have one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to walk. You need to walk. Before we move into Philadelphia, just want to remind everyone, everything's back up and running. We are live.
Yay!
iTunes is going. So make sure you get that feedback going on iTunes, 5 stars. Some of you have been commenting on YouTube. Thank you so much. We're going to start bringing in more and more guests. I'm going to start getting working on that, because
I ran into Courtney last week, so she's excited about coming back on, talking about Beat the MS Walk. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to maybe have her later in the season, because I think that happens in August, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. We'll do that.
And I always love to hear what she says, because she was on the show. She was an all-star last year, too.
She was an all-star last year. She's so on Hit the Floor, VH1. Yes,
that's where I saw her, was at a Hit the Floor party, so it was exciting.
I love her.
So many of the dancers are amazing to see in person, because their bodies are just solid and they're killer. It's
and
so
Tiffany's
awesome.
On the show this season, Hit the Floor. Allison's there. So a lot of good people. I like that. A lot of people working. That's what I love about So You Think. It just creates a career for people.
Yeah. And a family. I love that they all come back, and the guest judges are coming back, and they invite, you know, they invite people to be all stars and come back. And I just love that, because no other competition show on TV is really about, oh, you finished the show. Okay, well, come back. Like, still be a part of us. Like, I host The Voice After Show here, and on The Voice, once you're off The Voice, it doesn't matter if you won or not. They kind of forget about you. So it's cool that this show doesn't, and they're like, come back, hang out.
And, you know, I'm gonna give kudos to Nigel on that, because he really fosters a really nice environment, and his Dizzy Feet Foundation, a lot of people participate not only in the gala and everything else, but they participate year-round. I know, like, Twitch is on the board, and he does a lot. So there's obviously a nice family atmosphere with that. So
yeah, and now Twitch is DJing with Ellen. Like, it's just blossomed for him, too. It's so cool. Dance is so cool. Yay.
Quote of the day, dance is so cool.
Hashtag.
Let's move on to Philadelphia and Misty Copeland. And I got to say something about Misty, first of all. If you haven't watched any of her YouTube videos or anything, or ever seen her perform, go to YouTube.
Run.
Check
it
out.
Don't walk.
And you got to remember, this woman started dancing. Her first class was at the age of 13.
Which is late.
It's so late. Girls are already on point by then. She has a natural gift. She's a natural mover. She's got technique. Her arms are so buff. I was like, holy cow. Another one that's worked with Derek Huff. So just, you know, take a look at that and educate yourself on it, because I'm telling you, it is worth your while.
Oh, my God. She's amazing. I'm so glad that they're having these true blue dancers on. We were talking about it a little earlier, and just how it's great. It's a little bit better than having some of the older judges that they've had on before, who are maybe just actors who love dance.
Yeah.
Because what's great about having actual dancers and someone like her, who is a history maker. I mean, she's a legend, a living legend in dance. And because these dancers want to be here. When they see her, they get excited. And as a viewer, it's exciting to watch that. And I think most of the viewers are dance fans and have at least heard her name, if not seen her dance. And so it's exciting for us, too. I was loving watching her watch people dance.
Yeah, because she was happy to be there, and she was given some good comments, too. Not just like, hey, that was good, you know, she actually gave some constructive criticism that people could take forward. She was coaching, which was good. And you know, maybe you've seen her Girls and Boys Club commercial. She does have one out there. So maybe that might ring a bell to some people. We'll go on to the first dancer, and that was Bridget Whitman, 19, doing contemporary. This one was kind of killer because she lost her dad. He died in a car accident. And the Que Sera Sera song with that, you know, whatever will be, yeah. You know, it just, I'm like, just thinking about it makes me tear up. So emotional. Lovely lines, but what a story.
Oh my God. Philly and their stories. I was a wreck on my couch watching this episode, just bawling. And this one didn't, this one was so killer. And she started off her interview crying and then she had to dance and I thought they made a good comment of, like, you pulled it together. And she was a little happy in the dance. Like, it wasn't like she was, you know, bringing the tears in the dance as well, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was just, oh, her story was. But what's tough about stories like this is where do they move on from that? You know, how long do they sit in these sad stories? Because how long, you know, like, I don't want them to be sad the whole time.
I know. And oftentimes they, you know, they show the package or they talk about their story and their tragedy or their trauma or whatever it is. Then they're like, okay, dance. And you know, people that can get it together often turn in, like, the performance of a lifetime. But for some people, if they don't have the confidence or the performance experience, they could pretty much fall apart. So yeah. It's kind of an interesting moment of, like, are they going to pull together? Or are they going to be like, yikes. Sorry, not this time.
Mm-hmm.
But she pulled it together and she's going to LA.
What do you think of her? Do you like her?
I did like her. And her lines were gorgeous.
Yeah.
Really gorgeous.
Even in the package. I really liked her package a lot. Like, they kept showing her do the leap and the turn. And I was like, oh, gosh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, she was beautiful to watch. So I hope for her that she makes top 20 because I think, you know, it's one of those journeys that you're like, I do want to follow.
I feel like we haven't had a lot of female contemporary dancers this season either.
You know, I think this is what's happened where we've seen the last few years. We've had ballet dancers win. We've had, I guess Amy was a contemporary dancer, but we've had fiction win on the men's side. But we're seeing the success of other types of dance, not just contemporary, that they're really opening I think the audience's eyes or realizing that people are embracing all different styles. There's fusion type of dances now. So.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Not being a contemporary dancer is like that's not going to guarantee your win being contemporary.
I know, which is it's just so exciting.
It is exciting because I like you just never know what's going to happen, and you never can predict who that top four were going to be. I don't think last year we would have predicted it was going to be Fiction, Amy, Aaron, and Jasmine. As
I mean,
the top
it was
four.
A tapper, a contemporary, and then what is Fiction? A bebopper, I guess, or. I don't know how I would even
Hip-hop,
categorize it.
Yeah, I mean, he was like fusion. He had a lot of martial arts training. I mean,
yeah.
He was great. But I think we're going to see another part of that this season. I'd like to see a ballroom dancer make the top four.
I know, that would be great. I think we have some that so far. And we've only seen, this is only, you know, the third episode. But I think ballroom's coming in hard this season.
I think there's a possibility, which is exciting. Then we go on to Amir Sanders, another ballet dancer. She's female, even though Amir, I think sometimes you might think it's
mm-hmm.
male.
Yeah.
Just want to clarify for everyone. She's 21. She trains at Dance Theater of Harlem, an excellent school in New York City. And she called herself like she was going to do some funky point. And mm-hmm. funky it was.
At first her personality was turning me off a little bit because she was like, I felt like she was trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just the package and just what they were sort of asking her. But then when she got on stage and when she was performing, I was like, yes, this is what I want to see. I don't think her technique is as great as it can be. And mm-hmm. I know they gave her some really great notes, but I think she could totally be on the show and do such a good job. And I like that she did a funky point and
I loved her hair. I loved her look.
Yeah, and I think she's really genuine too. I think at first I felt like she wasn't genuine, but I think that was just the packaging.
It might have been a little nervous too when she was in person in front of Misty because she's like, I love Misty.
I want to be you.
Yeah. And you know, and I thought that was great that Misty took the opportunity to give her those constructive criticism about like getting up over her point and, you know, articulating the feet and everything else because it's so important in point shoes.
Yes.
It's so important to make sure you look like you're pointing your feet and have that beautiful arch and everything else because otherwise it looks like you just got duck feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flat feet going on.
And I would like to see her on the show because I feel like she might be like a Jasmine. where she, you know, hits hip hop and kills it and does contemporary and does really well because she has the bass training in her.
Yep. And she went to choreography but did eventually get a ticket. So we will see more of her. We'll
were
see
you
what
interested
happens.
That they sent her to choreography or no? Were you?
I kind of expected it after I saw there were three or four notes that Misty had given to her. And I was like, that's probably enough for them to just say, let's take a closer look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wasn't shocked. Were you shocked?
No, not totally. But I guess I'm always a little surprised when they send ballerinas to choreography.
Yeah, because usually they have the foundation for dance. And, you know, they usually can partner, too. So
yeah. But go her.
Yeah, she made it. That's all that matters. and then we go on to a returning contestant. Yes, Jenna Johnson was in auditioning with her partner last year, who she auditioned with, Landon Anderson. He's finally 18.
I know. I didn't realize he was so young.
He's a baby. I thought that was really sweet that she, you know, held true to her promise. And
I loved it.
I thought that was amazing. And I have to say, because we talked a lot about Jenna last year and, you know, she kept on getting saved in the top 10, which won't be possible this season.
Really?
No, there are no judges saves on top 10.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So someone like Jenna may, you know, they have someone that they really love in the top 10, they don't necessarily make it through.
And
Jenna, like, I think she's such a dynamic dancer. And when she wound up on Dancing with the Stars, I was like, this is where she belongs. Mm-hmm. Like, she is superstar, charisma, knows how to find the camera. She'll upstage you, though. Like, you have to – that's what I was worried about with Landon. I'm like, he's going to get upstaged by her. But I thought what was really interesting is whatever they choreographed together, they created some really nice solo moments for him.
Yes, like the split. I loved that. I loved that split. And I think what's interesting, too, is because he's been her partner, I think he knows how to partner Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that what she is going to do and what he can do in those moments, too, so that he isn't upstaged. But, yeah, I think if someone's new and partnering with Jenna, he's just a great partner so they can pick it up, they're totally going to be upstaged by her. But he was so cute. And I think he's the other one who's, like, a little Nico. Like,
yeah, cute.
Super cute and sweet and quiet at first, but then has a lot of personality hidden in there. And his body was great. He has a nice, large, strong body.
Good frame, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's only going to grow into it more and more, which will look so amazing.
Yeah, because he said the 18 boys sometimes haven't filled. I always call it the man muscles.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They grow, like, eight, if you look 18 to 20, all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, you got your man muscles.
Totally, and I think what's cool about him is you see his bone structure, like, giving him, his shoulders are nice and broad, and he'll fill it out, and it'll look great, especially in ballroom.
Ballroom.
Like, a nice, strong, like, very Maxim, you know, like, Max-like.
Just good butt, strong frame, nice muscles.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be just fine, Landon.
There's a lot of man meat on my mind right now with the World Cup happening. So I'm like, let's talk about boys' bodies all the time.
Yeah, we have a plethora of boys' bodies with soccer going on. It's kind of awesome.
Thank you.
The one thing they did mention, and, you know, honestly, we broke the news on Dancing with the Stars when Jenna visited with us. She talked about being an all-star. I don't know if she was allowed to announce it, but she was like, yeah, you'll probably maybe see me this summer. So, yeah, so the All-Star news, she definitely knew about it when she was in studio with us. And I think we talked about it a little bit last week. I'm like, she's going to be an All-Star, and which I think is great. And I think she deserves it, and it'll be exciting to watch her.
I don't know, though. I think it'll be weird. Like, I just think because she's such a star herself, it'll be interesting seeing her as an All-Star and, like, partnering with someone and
but
not upstaging them.
Good. It's good for the contestants to learn to rise up to her level. Because we've talked that before. Like, how do you sit there and match Twitch? How do you
or
sit
Travis,
there?
Totally. That's such a good point.
Yeah.
But, oof, ballroom with her. That's scary.
She's killer.
I would be nervous.
Whitney's the same way, too. Whitney is another one with charisma oozing out of every
Remember, she totally upstaged her partner last season?
Yeah.
I didn't watch them at all. I just watched Whitney.
Yeah, because Whitney's amazing. And Jenna comes from sort of that same, sort of has that charisma,
that
has that
Utah,
stage presence. I love it. The Vibe
Utah
girls.
Dance.
Vibe Tribe, kids. I'm telling you. The Vibe Tribe is amazing. But Landon's going on to L.A. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in top 20.
I think he'll make it.
Especially with Armin not in top 20.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought Armin definitely would have gone through this season.
I think so, too. I think the way they were sort of leading up his story, absolutely. But there's something about Landon. He is so cute and so likable that I think he will do so well. if he can pick up that hip hop, I think that'll be his, like, that'll be tough for him.
It's killer. Hip hop is killer.
I love when they make modern dancers and ballroom dancers do hip hop. It's like the best. I wish I would know how a hip hop dancer felt when they like had, when they watched someone get that, someone like a ballroom person. I wonder if they're just like,
yeah, you think it's easy? It's not.
Yeah.
We move on to another contestant from season 9 that had tried out, Shafiq Westbrook.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You know, this was interesting because he had had a rough go of it in season 9. You have to kind of go back and remember, but he kind of had an attitude problem and was having issues when he was in Vegas.
And was called out on his attitude problem.
Oh, by Sonia.
I know. And she has no – I feel like she has – she wants to be such a good teacher that she's like, I am doing you a favor telling you this. And I love it. And it was awesome. And I like, I feel that like passion with her. So I was like, get it, Sonia. And she did. Hey, he came back and he knows better. And I loved his dance. I thought it was great.
I did too. I mean, I love the flip with the hat, like that started right off. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but the hat went off and it looked
cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
He had some really, that backwards like headstand thing going on. There were some really nice moments in that. And I think, you know, when you have a bad experience on So You Think, coming back, I think Nigel's always like, we're going to give you a second chance.
I love that they do that. I love that they don't hold grudges. I think that's really big of the show.
I think it is too. And it shows you that you always have another opportunity in life. Like you can change, you can grow, don't give up.
Yeah. And he talked about it in his package too, just being like, I had a lot to learn and, you know, I learned that it wasn't the end of the road for me.
Yeah.
And he was really honest about like when he was cut, how it made him feel and like why he got so angry, because he was like, that was the end of my world. And so it was just cool to like a cool life lesson of like, you know what, like keep trying and like if that doesn't work out for you, something else might.
Yeah. You
but
never
yeah,
know.
Don't give up.
Don't ever give up. And we've seen several we've seen a lot of contestants this season come back. And I don't know.
Season 9 was like a fiery season. A lot of them are coming back from season 9.
They need, well, you know what it was too? I don't think anyone, because season 9 I thought was a little bit uneven once we got to top 20. Mm-hmm. However, season 10 was just completely on fire with all that talent. And I think people are like, okay, all right, I need to come back.
Yeah.
I need to do it. Because I don't think anyone knew after season 9 if we were going to have a season 10.
Or 11.
I know. But 10 did well in ratings, so let's hope it continues on that trajectory.
Please for 12.
I know.
There's so many people I want to come back already.
I know.
Especially from tonight.
Yeah, and this was, I think we saw a lot, yeah, some better dancers, I think. Shafiq went to choreography, and then he did get a ticket to L.A.
I know. I was so impressed. I think with people like that who change, you know, like work on it, you saw him stretching and like really thinking about his body as his tool. And I bet he took other classes. I bet he prepared for it.
You have to.
That was what his struggle was in Vegas, was partnering and learning, you know, how to move with all those people around. But for seasoned dancers, that's how every dance audition is. You know, you're dancing on top of each other and you have to know, you know, you're in a dance audition, you're wearing a number. And they're calling you out by number 4, 10, 11, bye. And you just leave. And, like, that's why it's kind of funny when these B-boys and, like, hip-hop dancers who are street dancers who are used to battling, which is its own beast.
Art form, yeah.
Yeah. But when they come on and are in this format, they have to know how it is. And, like, all these other dancers got it. And I think that's its own skill. It's just learning, like, how do I learn a dance when there are 50 people standing in front of me and moving and I have to be practicing and moving and pick it up quickly. And
yeah, they only give you an hour to learn the dance and then it's time to perform and away you go. So, and when other dancers around you that are highly trained since they were 3 years old are picking it up in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking.
Because it's a muscle and they've practiced it. And it's just cool because I really do think that he went and learned and practiced and took classes. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that he did that because he wanted it that badly. And it helped and it worked. So awesome.
It's so great. I just want to point out they had 20 dancers in choreography. I always just like to give out the numbers.
I love it. I love that you do this.
I try. You know, but it is one of those things just to understand that of all the people they saw that day, they only brought in 20 for, you know, choreography. And then, you know, at that point, they only hand out so many tickets. So it gets whittled down. And then remember, we go to callbacks and then they cut people even during that week. So
and
it's
20
crazy.
For choreography is not a lot. And sometimes I feel like when they send people to choreography, we think, oh, you know, poor guy, they're just getting sent to choreography. But no, only 20 for choreography is like so close. You're so close still. It's great.
Yeah, stay focused, you know, learn the dance, do the best you can. Try and find a good partner because you kind of like pick a partner, you know, and
that is the battle.
You better like start watching who's getting picked for choreography and like, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be in the audience being like, do you want to be my partner?
Oh my God, 100%.
Ahead of time, because you don't want to wait till you're on stage and go, everyone partner up.
Oh, 100%. I want to see people. I want So You Think You Can Dance to make a few internet videos. One, I want to be all the judges' reactions while watching the dances because Misty's were amazing. I was obsessed with watching her. And even Nigel Mary, of course, have the best facial expressions when watching dancers. But I love Misty, how she was getting into it with her chin. Yes. So I want them to do that. And then I also want them to show the dancers waiting at the auditions and headhunting for partners because you got to headhunt. And we've had previous contestants on the show saying how important it is to have a good partner during those sessions. And it's so true.
It's so true.
And so I want to see those because you know the dancers, you know the smart ones are out there like you. Did you make it? Oh, you made it through. Dang it. Okay. And then they're running to the next person to
strategy.
See
it's like Survivor. It really is. Yeah. It's Survivor. And then, you know, the same thing winds up happening. You get top 20. They pair you up with certain people and it could make you stay all the way to top four or you could be out in 18, 19.
I mean, we saw that. Amy and Fiction.
Amy and Fiction. Genius. But you look at Brittany Cherry, who is also on tour with Derrickoff right now. Left really early. Didn't deserve it, but it's just the way the ball bounces sometimes. Yeah. So,
well, actually, now thinking about it, Aaron and Jasmine, Amy and Fiction, partners the whole way through. I mean, they switch them up a little bit, but yeah, that's how important it is.
Yep, it's magic when they do it right. So, we move on to day two of Philadelphia, which was like the shortest day ever. Very strange. Billy Porter, both of us talked about it before we went on air saying we wanted to hear a lot more from him. He's incredible. Tony Award winner for Kinky Boots. If you haven't seen the show, go to New York. He's still in it. And, we just didn't get to hear much of what he had to say.
I was sad. I felt like he was going to say such great things. And I don't know if it's just because they sped through all of the men contemporary dancers, which I was so bummed about. They're like, we had tons of great men. We're not going to show you them.
And done. Yeah. So we did get to see one right here. We've got Stanley Glover. Yes. And this was, oh gosh. I mean, this story, I don't know how anyone watched it without bawling their eyes out because his mom had passed when he was 4 years old. She had a heart attack. He found her. His dad doesn't show up for guardianship in court, and a family friend basically raises him, which, thank goodness, because had he wound up in the foster care system, his life would have been much, much different. So,
I mean, hearing you tell the story, I'm like getting teared up again.
And I'm giving you like the quick highlights without emotion, and it's just one of those things, like it's so wonderful when people step up and raise someone as their child because he now has this incredible opportunity.
And I wonder, I mean, he talked about his mom being a cheerleading coach and like, show me your split. And, you know, I wonder if that always stuck with him a little bit and is sort of what like carried him through dance.
I bet it did. Because if that's his memory of his mother, like.
Yeah, he was so young. So, and I just love it. And his dance, he's one of my favorites. He's probably like top three for me right now. Not only was he such a well-trained, strong dancer, but his dance was so artistic and beautiful. And I love that he went in between the weird creature movements to the strong kind of militaristic movements. Mm-hmm. And that one at the beginning with his leg behind him.
Legs for days.
Oh, my God. And as a male, legs for days. I love that.
He was gorgeous.
Was strong. He was a strong male dancer, but still giving us that creature, which I think we are seeing so much of in contemporary right now. It is all about being a creature, all about this animalistic quality. And I love the way he did it. He did it in a really not over the top, really artistic way. And it fit a story. And I am so excited. I can't wait to see him dance more.
I agree. And this is one of those things that when I sit there and we go through a lot of contemporary dancers, we haven't seen too much of it this year, but we saw a lot of it last season. And I just was like, come up with some creative choreography if you're a contemporary dancer because it's
just... We have to remember you.
I need to remember you. And the turn to the roll to the floor and the reach and the whatever else it is.
The reach with the flexed foot forward in both hands.
We've all seen that YouTube video. this is what I'm talking about. You take a look at Stanley Glover's audition and everyone that is, 17 right now, start watching it again because have someone, whether you're choreographing or someone else is choreographing a piece for you, Stanley Glover came up with something so creative and unique and different and stood out. Yes, he had the technique behind it, but you remember him.
Mm-hmm. I thought what was interesting, too, about him was even when he was standing in his dance, he was, like, in a little bit of a creature stance. Like, he had his shoulders up a little bit and his head forward a little bit. And it was just slight, but it, like, gave that air so that when he did stand up straight in those strong poses, it looked like he went from – it looked like a lot of movement. So from here to there.
Yep.
And, like, what a tiny little detail.
Subtle.
I loved it.
So great. He went to L.A. No surprise. No surprise, but thank you for doing something unique.
Yeah.
And then we go to James Banks Davis, a crumper.
I loved him. I'm so sad he didn't make it.
He was enjoyable. He was shot in the knee. What?
Like the 50 Cent of dancers.
Shot in the knee in Union Square around 14th Street in New York City. And I think the great thing was that they were just, they talked about, like, instead of swatting mosquitoes like crumpers are, you know, he was slow. He was emotional. He was deliberate in his movement.
Which was so cool. He sort of brought, I think, a modern dance element to crump.
Mm.
And I couldn't stop watching him. I wanted him to keep dancing because, like they said, we don't see slow crump. And I think because there's a pressure to always be in that battle mode and, like, this is what I can do. And watching him make it a dance and just a movement piece was awesome. And I in the little bits they showed of his choreography round, I didn't think he was that bad. I thought he could do okay. And I'm sad. He's one of the ones I really want to come back next season. I really want to see more from him.
I think he could do more too. Yeah. Cause when he did make it to choreography, I'm like, come on. And they're like, no,
I know,
you know,
his partner though. I think that's a partner one. I think if he would have had a good partner, it would have made him look better. And
I was
going to
say the same
thing.
You know, she had some bent legs and the toes weren't super pointed and things like that. And, you know, they start looking at different lines and technique and sometimes they lump you together. And, you know, that's
hard.
Because
for being a crumper, I thought everything he was doing was great. He was being a great partner.
Yeah.
Please come back.
I know. We loved you.
Please have a season 12 to have him come back. Because he was cute, too. I was like, oh, he's cute. And he's artistic. And he has a story. There
were
so
many good
things.
There were so many good things. There were 26 dancers in that choreographic round. So a little bit bigger. So Philadelphia, I'm sure a lot of the dancers came down from New York City. So it was probably a jam-packed audition. That's why I was like, everyone should have gone to New Orleans, I think, this year.
Yeah.
Then we move on, last part of the night, even though it was earlier in the show, but, the cruise with, Justin Bieber.
Oh, J-Biebs. Oh, I think they made the package a little bit better though. They showed less of him talking and more of his voiceover while they
dance. More dance. We need to see more dance. And, just to give everyone an idea, Wanted a Sheiks. I had to look up how to spell a Sheiks. It's A-S-H-I-Q-Z. So there you go.
Oh, a Q and a Z.
A Q and a Z. Hmm. I liked this because it was like Bollywood, hip hop, theatrics. Anything Bollywood makes me happy.
Did you see if they have a Twitter? Because I meant to look this up before. I was like, I bet internationally they are so popular. I mean, when they showed the stats at the bottom, they were killing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to see them at, they're going to be hired for every wedding, like everything, because they're literally the only crew like this in America,
they
said. That
was so cool and unique. Their Twitter account, as of when I checked this afternoon, was like 900 followers. That's it. I don't know if they just started it, so
they
maybe.
They must have.
Because they are too unique, and I was like, I like this concept.
It's hilarious. I'm going to hire them for every party.
There you go. and then we had mixed elements, tricks, acrobatics, you know, hard-hitting elements, crump, B-boy, a little bit of everything. I mean, they're the USA hip-hop champions from Hip Hop International.
Cool. So I mean, they're what you think of when you think of crews.
Yep.
And I would love to see what they could do. Like, I would love to see a full performance of theirs. I'm sort of bummed with this whole crew concept that they're not really showing full performances. They're sort of, like, intercutting all of them and the cameras are always moving around.
Yeah.
It's tough to direct dance on film. It is, because dancers, I'm like, I want to see the image that these people are creating. Some of your camera moves are cool, but I'm like, I want to see them dance. Like, quit it.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't giving us enough. And no. It seems like we got a little bit more, but, you know, and I kind of want to see the Wanted Sheiks make it through, because for me, that's just kind of interesting, unique, different. And the two crews that have already made it through, Syncopated Ladies and Academy of Villains, if we add Wanted Sheiks in there, it's going to be kind of interesting.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be so crazy. You got like roller skating or rollerblading or whatever it is, you know.
I'm kind of sad those people made it, the rollerbladers, because I'm like, eh. I want to say, I'm
but let's get
it.
Some Bollywood.
But the Bollywood hip hop, I am down
for. I'm in.
I also love that they all were wearing Aladdin vests.
They were.
I loved it.
I loved it. It was great. It was so great. But next week we go to Atlanta, and
yes!
I think we're going to see more.
So excited for
Atlanta.
Yeah,
we're going to see crews auditioning. You know how they always sit there, like three or four guys audition together?
Yes.
We'll probably see a lot more of the hip hop and everything else we haven't seen.
A lot of Southern booty popping. I'm very excited about it.
Remember, this was the home of Cyrus and Jasmine.
Yes.
So I hope we see them. I know that this week, also, I just want to see the date. They announced National Dance Day, of course, and it's July 19th, and Dizzy Feet Gala will be happening, so you guys can buy tickets, and hopefully I'll be there on the red carpet again this year.
Yeah.
So much fun last year, and, you know, he always has a great lineup, so if you're in town or happen to be on the West Coast, don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Make a vacation. That's a great time to come to L.A.
It is. You can go to Disneyland after, too.
Yeah.
Or you can come see us.
Yes. You can.
We'll do a meetup.
Maybe.
How does that sound? We'll do a meetup.
In Disneyland.
In Disneyland.
Exactly. Dude, I would be down.
I'm totally down with that. We'll talk about that. All right. Next week, as we said, Atlanta, and should be pretty exciting.
It's a whole week of Atlanta.
Yep.
Not cutting it up. I love it.
And then it goes to callback. So a lot of exciting things
yes.
coming up ahead. And, oh, and then we will finally get to top 20 and Green Mile and all that good stuff.
Oh, I love it. I am so excited.
I know. No predictions to make because
no.
too early in the season.
Love it.
All right. Well, Chloe, where can everyone find you? Chit chat about dance.
You guys can talk with me about dance or really anything. I'm really into the World Cup right now, guys. At Chloe West X on Twitter and Instagram.
And of course, you can always talk to me on Twitter at Kristen Burt, and Instagram and Facebook is The Kristen Burt. I'm really into Jersey Boys the movie. So,
me
yes.
too.
Yes, I saw it on Broadway again last week and plan to be there on July.
I hear the movie's amazing.
June 20th. Can't wait. All right, you guys, thanks for joining us here. So You Think You Can Dance.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.